Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Often described as biblical fiction is Dan Brown's best-selling book entitled The Da Vinci Code. It's a cleverly written and intriguing book that weaves a plot involving Jesus and the disciples, along with a liaison between Jesus and Mary Magdalene, which is neither biblical nor historical. What is both amazing and shocking to me at the same time is the vast number of people, many of whom go to church every Sunday, who accept the plot as factual and historical. C.S. Lewis used to say that you've got to know what a straight line is before you know what a crooked one is. And in this situation, lacking knowledge of the straight line, the perverse crooked one looks very real and quite plausible to those who don't know the difference or prefer the fabrication to the truth. So, how can you be so sure that the New Testament writers told us the truth? What about these discovered religious sources, such as the Gospel of Thomas, the Nag Hammadi texts, and some of the other writings of the first century which have recently come to light? That was in essence the question of a flight attendant, who upon discovering that I do this commentary, wanted support for a book she was writing on women and how they've been abused. First, face the reality that everyone doesn't like the starkness of the message of the New Testament. The story is simple enough. God, yes, that's where it starts. God sent his son to planet Earth, and his conception was miraculous in itself. A young woman, a virgin, became pregnant with a baby, the unique fusion of both man and God. His birth was unlike any other birth in all history. It was announced by angels, acknowledged by wise men, denounced by political leaders, and it changed the course of all history, which since then has been termed B.C., before Christ, and A.D., Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. At the age of 12, he astonished the doctors in the temple. At the age of 30, he began his public ministry, healing the sick, teaching the multitudes, even raising the dead. In the course of denouncing hypocrisy and wrongdoing, he made enemies, plenty of them. And the forces against him succeeded in effecting his death at the hands of Roman soldiers. But, so goes the simple account, 3 days later, he literally rose from the dead and sent his followers into all the world with the good news that God forgives sin and changes lives. Now, his enemies are still alive and well today, confusing people, feeding their prejudices, defiling the historical record with a mixture of truth and falsehood. How better to neutralize the impact of his life than to secularize it, make it totally human, and create doubt as to whether or not the church is fabricating the whole thing? For years, the historical record has withstood the attacks of the critics. But instead of buying into historical fiction, which is neither historical nor biblical, get to know the real story. Find out what the straight line is. The formation of the New Testament books, why these 27, neither more nor less, is fascinating, much too lengthy to explain on today's commentary. Don't waste time creating doubt. Get to know the facts. Read the eyewitness accounts which you find in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But don't waste your money or your time reading cleverly crafted, confusing tales that undermine the greatest story ever told. I'm Dr. Harold Saleh. You've heard from me. Now, I would really like to hear from you. If Guidelines speaks to the need of your heart, let us know. Your words would be an encouragement. Send an email to guidelines@guidelines.org. You can download what you've just heard at our website, guidelines.org.